Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. The other day somebody emailed me and said, do you still have a church? Are you still a church minister? And I said, no, I don't. And they were asking because specifically they were looking for someone to perform a funeral, which I have done many, many, but I don't do anymore. And I remembered something and I wanted to share it with you because it was something I learned after doing years of doing funerals, and I actually learned it fairly early. And it was one of those things that I thought would be helpful for people, and it turned out to be. So I want to make sure I share it with you. And that is that early on, I wanted to acknowledge the person, whether I really knew them all that well or not, or even at all in some cases, the person I was doing the funeral for. So what I would do is I came up with this idea of saying towards the end of the funeral, or we call them life celebrations, hey, we so miss, you know, Aunt Janine, whatever. And so what I want to do is invite each of you who knew her in any way or knew someone who knew her to go out and before your head hits the pillow tonight, do something good for someone else in her honor, because we all know she would have wanted you to. People loved that. And let me tell you why that's important, why I'm bringing it up to you. It's not because I'd come up with some creative thing to say. What I discovered was that I so wanted to help the people who were grieving in the funeral process, and I didn't know how. And I knew for a fact that if you focus your attention on others rather than on yourself, you tend to be happier. So what I did was, instead of just inviting the family or those who were seriously grieving, I would invite everyone. And it made it seem like it was a special thing just for Aunt Janine or Cousin Frank or Dad or Mom or Susan or whatever, whomever is important, to do something important for somebody else, for something good. And again, it's a selfish act. Makes you feel better. So, before your head hits the pillow tonight, you make sure you do something special, something good for somebody else. Go out of your way. Inconvenience yourself in some way to help somebody else. And you'll feel better. Enjoy today. I know you will. And we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.